Oh, Brian.
Rana. Emily Hanks, honey.
Emily Hanks. Is she more famous than Tom Hanks now, do you think? I think she's right on the edge.
I think they're neck and neck, to be honest with you. It just depends on who you ask.
We have waited too long to tell our audience about this. That's what I'm going to say. Are you listening to She Speaks Bravo? I mean, Emily Hanks.
Rana, if I'm going to listen and talk about Bravo, I'm going straight to the top. Do you understand?
Absolutely. She has spent more hours watching television than getting a good night's sleep. She thinks Bravo TV is a great form of self-care and therapy. And by the way, I think a lot of our listeners agree.
I certainly agree. She knows these shows like the back of her hand. She reviews and watches some of the greatest ones like Real Housewives of Orange County.
Oh, New York.
Southern Charm. Real Housewives of New York. Salt Lake City.
Atlanta.
Vanderpump. Exactly.
She's doing The Challenge and Project Runway. I'm not doing either of those, but maybe I should be because it would be so fun to hear her talk about them.
I do miss Project Runway. I want to get back into it. I'll be honest with you. That was always like, that was one of those shows like the supermodels where you watch it and you're like, I could do that. I could definitely do that.
And then you remember that you weren't born looking like the world's most gorgeous giraffe. That really all they have to do was walk.
Exactly. Exactly. That they had it made.
Listen to She Speaks Bravo by clicking on the link in the episode description. We have a little treat for people. This is what they call a drop, excuse me. So
yeah.
Plus the show is of course available wherever you get your podcasts. You're going to love Emily and you're gonna love the show.
You should agree.
Enjoy. Kiss kiss.
Okay, because once you go there, like she's okay. Monica is trying to stop her, and Meredith just goes, "Get out!" Meredith says, "This is lame and embarrassing for her." And Angie says, "You're fucking lame and embarrassing." Monica, Lisa, and Heather are like, "Stop!" Like, Angie, stop. Or Lisa's like, "Okay, guys, let's just chill." And Meredith gives us the powerful in the midst of that. You can leave. I mean, then, okay. Then she turns around, Meredith, she turns around and she says, "Excuse me, sir, can we get security?" She refuses to leave. This is like a busser. This busser who was like, "I was just going to go fill up the water pitchers so that I can go around and top up people's waters. Ma'am." So then Meredith, that's not going to work. So she goes up to their server, Chad, and the title for him is waiter, not security, and says, "Excuse me, she refuses to leave and I am the hostess of the dinner and her behavior is not acceptable. I'd like for her to leave." And Chad just goes, I'll do whatever I can. I swear they had like a producer pulled him aside, like, "Don't worry about it. It's totally fine. Do not go over there and try to make her leave. You're fine. Okay?" Lisa tries to say, "Everyone here can work on being good friends." And Meredith goes, "If you think she's your friend, you can stay with her." Mary at this point goes, "Keep it together." She goes, "Don't let her unravel you. Like, seriously, keep it together." Oh my God, Meredith, you are nobody's friend. You are an ugly human being. I swear, she's not even looking at her. She doesn't know who she's talking to. Then she starts crying. And she goes, "There are things going on that are much deeper than this. There are people who are going to be disabled for the rest of their lives. And you know what? I'm not doing it. Peace out." She's so hip. She can't even help it. The slang just, peace out. Peace out. Bitches, you ladies have a good time. Mary's confessional is so good. She goes, "What's going on?" I think Mary just should not have drank that last drink. Lisa has to walk Meredith out. She's like, there are bigger problems in this world, and this isn't one. On their way out, as Meredith is walking out. "This is nonsense. I don't need to be attacked by a woman who crashed a trip. I'm dealing with a lot of shit that's very serious. She can just go. Lisa, get her out of here." Like, okay, I get it. It's not good, but she's like, Meredith's always got some, there's other things happening in my life. No one can know about them. We just have to know there's a lot going on. I cannot be around this disgusting energy. Thank God Heather pointed out Meredith's British accent. Because I was like, is anyone ever going to acknowledge this in real time? Meredith is sobbing on Lisa, like fully, like Lisa is holding her and Meredith is like, it goes on and on and on. And Lisa doesn't know how to read a room because now is not the time to try to get Meredith to see Angie's side. Just get her to calm down. Just get her to calm down. Go back inside, pay the bill and leave. That's what we need to do now. But Lisa's like, oh, maybe this is where Angie's coming from. Meredith's face changes. She gets murder face. Meredith murder face. And she realizes what Lisa is saying. She realizes. She says, no. If you want to go to the jugular and talk about this shit, the rumors, the nastiness that I've heard about her, you know what? You want me to go there with her husband? I can go there. Don't fuck with me. Lisa does point out in her confessional, she's like, well, this is the same behavior, Meredith. The alluding to rumors but not saying what the rumors are. You know, it's just as damaging because then people create other narratives that might be 30,000 times worse than what it really is, but their imagination gets going. They return to the table and Angie says, Meredith, look at me. Look at me. I don't want us to do this. And Meredith just starts crying and says, I can't do this. I can't. She always can't do it. I think they're the last people in this restaurant too. But like Palm Springs will never be the same. Heather is wasted getting on the van. She's like, this is a great dinner. And they're like, oh, you're drunk. Monica on the van is holding. Now Meredith sobs uncontrollably on Monica. And is sobbing and sobbing and sobbing. And Whitney's like, is it family stuff that's weighing on you? And Meredith says, no, friends. So is this all just about Angie, girl? No, it's just ugly. There's nothing positive. There's nothing down the road that's going to be good. So this is truly just about Angie? And then Whitney says something, and I know people don't like her and hate her and all that shit. But Whitney says, I'm going to be really honest. I think it's a convenient thing right now. And Meredith goes, excuse me? Because the one thing you cannot devalue Meredith's feelings. She's like, yeah, I mean, I really do. Every time I try to have a conversation with Meredith, there's some big extraneous situation. She's actually not wrong. She's actually not fucking wrong at all. Meredith always, it's like something greater that we can't know, we'll possibly never know, but it makes the reason when she can't go through anything. And of course she leaves. And I somehow, for some reason, didn't take notes on this whole scene because I was truly riveted. Mary, who is not on camera, she is like underneath where the camera is in the van. She's like, well, honestly, Whitney, why the fuck did you do that? Basically. And this is where she goes, you called me a pornography?